And then, did you ever see that little thin-bodied insect? It had a long, thin body with transparent wings. You'd see it hovering around a damp place. Folks used to say it ate its own weight in mosquitoes.
Well, I don't know what kind you're talking about.
Sometimes there's a sign, these are signs that snakes are nearby.
I don't know if I've ever saw them. I don't remember.
Well, these would hang around maybe a lake or stagnant water or some sort of thing. And they were transparent. They had real big bug eyes. And
dragonflies?
Yeah, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Folks have another name?
Skeeter hawks.
Skeeter hawks? They call them that? Okay. Now, what kind of stinging insects?
What?
Stinging insects. The kind that fly.
Mosquito, wasp,
okay.
Yellow jacket, hornet, bumblebees.
All right, what now? Yellow jackets, what?
Well, they're a little streaked, smaller than a hornet.
Okay.
Yellow. They call them yellow jackets.
I see. Do they nest in the ground?
Yeah, yellow jackets do. And the hornets, they nest up, they have a big thing up and hang in the trees. They hang in the trees and they big old thing that they have a place to go in and out. They lay their eggs and their hatch their young.
Is it paper?
They don't have too many of them.
Is the nest made out of paper, that hornet's nest?
Yeah, kind of paper-like stuff. I don't know what it is, but kind of like paper.
All right, okay. They're kind of round shape, like
oblong things. The hornets, the bumblebee, they get in the ground or the hollow stumps or something.
Now, what about the kind that maybe build small paper nests on the side of the house? Have little places where they go in?
Oh, wasps, yeah.
Do you have more than one kind?
Yes, the guinea wasp, the big red wasp, big black wasp.
What's a guinea wasp?
It's a little one.
I see. Do you ever see a kind that might build kind of a dirt, something out of dirt on the side?
A dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber? Yeah. Do you ever get stung by one of those?
Oh, yeah. Well, the dirt dauber's not bad to sting. That is, they don't hurt much.
Yeah, they're
smart. And wasps is what hurts.
Yeah. Now, what about those little small insects? You'd be walking through the woods, and these would get, without boots on, these would get on your legs or in your socks and cause you to itch.
Skeeters? Mosquitoes?
No, these might raise welts on your skin.
Ants?
No, this is a type of bug or some sort of thing. It would... when you're walking through the woods or if getting in your bed or clothing or something like that at night.
Insects?
Yeah, it was a kind of
insect. I guess I didn't know anything about them.
Okay.
Don't
they were called chiggers or?
Oh, you can get them in the daytime as well as night. That's what we always call red bugs.
Red bugs?
They're like the chiggers. Some call them chiggers, but we call them red bugs.
Call them red bugs, okay.
But you can get them anytime in those grass.
Okay. Then there was that thing that hopped around during the summer in the garden through the grass, and you used to see them what?
Cricket?
No, these were bigger than crickets. They were. Some were green and some were brown.
Oh, grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers? Okay. Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
No, well, it's called them grasshoppers.
Okay. Now,